Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara in Daf Lamed and Aleph and Beis here in Maseches Erevin discusses various shiurim of foods that can be used for Erev Tchumim. And one of the foods that Gemara discusses is an egg, a beta or a beya. How many eggs are needed to establish an Erev Tchumim? So the Gemara says you need two. You need shnei, betim shtaim, you need two eggs to set up an Erev Tchumim. So the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh is quoted by the Rashash and others asking the following question. It's found in Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. He asks a question, well, isn't this zugos? And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that zugos are something that dangerous. Persons should not drink two cups of wine or anything that's an even number, four cups, six cups, it becomes dangerous. A person is prone to being damaged by various demons. So how could the Gemara suggest setting up a Erev of two eggs? Isn't that zugos? So the B'Samim Rosh himself says, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis teaches us that a person who isn't makbid is not subject to any sakana. So if you care, so then it's dangerous. If you don't care, so then it's not dangerous. So the Gemara is describing a person who is not makbid on this and therefore will be unaffected by any impact of sakana of the zugos. However, the Rashash himself says he doesn't even understand the question off the bat. He says, this is not zugos. The idea is that one sets up two meals, but it's not to have two meals together. It's not like you're drinking two cups of wine together, two eggs together. You're setting up two eggs, one to be used in the morning and one to be used in the afternoon meal. Those are two separate meals. That's one and one, not two. And therefore, it's not even a shaila, says Rashash. Now, a third answer is found in the back of the Gemara as well. The Numuke Grib, he explains a different reason. He says the Baal Memra, the person who says this statement, is referred to as Sinai. And we know throughout Shas that Sinai is always a reference to Rav Yosef. So what he's teaching us here is this is a language. He says, Lo Kashemidi, the Sinai who Rav Yosef, Kiyadua, as everyone knows, Rav Yosef, the Shitaso. Because if Yosef Shita is damar ein ma'arvin ela dvar mitzvah, he says you're not allowed to make an erev tchumim unless it's the dvar mitzvah. But for dvar rishus, one's not allowed to. So it must be that since Sinai is saying this, the person is establishing an erev tchumim with dvar mitzvah. And says Nebuke Grib, mitzvah lo shayach zugos. When it comes to mitzvah, it's not shayach to zugos. A person is protected from any sakana when involved in mitzvah. So this is yet a third reason why zugos don't apply to setting up an erev tchumim of two eggs.